This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
What you're about to hear exemplifies all the reasons why Natural News is so heavily censored, because we bring you truths about medicine that the medical establishment doesn't want you to hear. And today's topic is vaccine-derived polio. Now, this term means exactly what it sounds like. If you ask most people, where does polio come from? If they know maybe a little bit of medicine, they might say, well, it comes from the polio virus. And that's correct so far. But you ask them, where does the polio virus come from? Most people can't tell you the accurate answer. There are really two vectors from which the polio virus infects people with polio. One is in the wild. So in places like Syria, in the Middle East, there is still wild polio, different types of polio. Type 1 and 3, I think, are the most prominent at the moment. Type 2 has been mostly eradicated. And so polio type 1 and polio type 3 are circulating in the wild, and they do infect some people sometimes. But there's another vector, and that is vaccines. Vaccines cause polio. In fact, it's called vaccine-derived polio. And the reason I mention this is because there was big news recently from UNICEF, you know, the World Aid Organization. UNICEF announced they had just vaccinated 355,000 children in Syria and surrounding areas for polio because there was an outbreak caused by, guess what? Vaccine-derived polio. Yes, they just vaccinated 355,000 children to treat an outbreak caused by vaccinating children. I'm not making this up. I swear to you, you can search this yourself. It's called vaccine-derived polio. And sometimes it causes outbreaks, and then they have to, of course, vaccinate other children to treat the outbreak caused by the first round of vaccines, which caused the polio in the first place. So, are you following along here yet? Are you confused yet? The truth is that vaccines cause the diseases that have to be treated with more vaccines, which cause more outbreaks, which cause more panic, which calls for more vaccine treatment, which causes more outbreaks, and so on and so forth. This is all documented, by the way. This is all very well known. You can look it up anywhere. Now, the reason that polio vaccines cause polio in some children is because they use so-called attenuated viruses. Now, what does attenuated mean? Well, in essence, it means partially weakened. So they create this biomass of polio-infested matter. Well, biological matter, let's say cells, right? Polio-infested cells. And they usually expose it to different kinds of treatments, like UV light typically is used to attenuate viruses because it breaks down some of the structure of the virus and renders it less than whole, let's say. And so you weaken the viruses with ultraviolet light, and now they're weakened viruses, and that's what they inject the children with. The problem is that not all the viruses are weakened. You know how if you treat a petri dish of bacteria with antibiotics, you'll kill the vast majority of the bacteria that are there, but some small percentage will survive, maybe 0.00001% of the bacteria. They will survive and they remain viable. And those are called, of course, antibiotic-resistant bacteria, by the way, if you're not familiar with that term. Well, a similar thing happens with viral strains being treated with UV light through the so-called attenuation process, or the weakening of the virus. Some small percentage of the little viral fragments or proteins will survive the UV treatment, and they will remain fully intact. And so, in essence, the polio vaccine, which is made out of these so-called attenuated viruses, is injecting some children with live polio, which is no different from just giving a child polio with infecting a child with polio. It's a better term than giving. So if you want to run around and cause an outbreak, what would you do? You would go inject a bunch of children with an infectious disease. And that's exactly what the polio vaccination program does. And this is openly admitted by the vaccine industry and by UNICEF and by other World Health Organizations. They know that there are two vectors for polio infections. One is wild polio and the other is vaccines. That vaccines cause polio to spread. Again, it's called vaccine-derived polio. It's one of the known two vectors. Now, those who are pushing the polio vaccine will say, of course, and I'm going to try to state this as accurately as I can, they will say that vaccine-derived polio is extremely rare and that most vaccines prevent polio. Now, that is very likely true when polio is rather endemic in the wild and a very high percentage of the population is infected with polio. You know, if you go into a country with, let's say, 80% of the children are carrying polio or something like that, then yeah, it's pretty easy to get that down to a much smaller number. However, when polio is already at a small number and you do mass vaccinations of large numbers of children, mathematically, what you're doing is you are creating more polio than you're preventing. You see the difference? Let me say it again in a different way. If polio from the wild is already endemic in a population and it's a very high percentage of infections, then a polio vaccine can indeed prevent polio and reduce polio infections quite substantially. That's a scientific truth. However, once the polio infection rate is very small, let's say less than 1%, then the mass vaccination of all these children with the polio vaccine causes a larger number of new polio cases than the number of polio cases it prevents. In other words, the polio vaccine at that point creates so much vaccine-derived polio that it continues the disease instead of stopping the disease. The vaccine itself becomes the primary vector of new cases of polio, which just so happens, by the way, coincidentally, ironically, to result in the sales of more polio vaccines. Isn't that interesting how that works? So the polio vaccine industry has a product that causes infections that result in more sales for polio vaccines. What do you know? Fascinating how that works, isn't it? The product causes the very disease that it claims to treat. The product creates its own demand. The product infects children with polio, while the media screams, everybody's got to be vaccinated against polio. Look, there's children with polio. And then they all get vaccinated again, and there's more children with polio, and so on and so forth. In this way, the vaccine industry is really a racket. It's a racketeering operation. And instead of looking at this from a statistical or an epidemiological point of view that would be rooted in real science and medicine, they push vaccines as if they have no risks, no side effects, and work all the time. That is not true at all. It's not rooted in fact, not rooted in science, not rooted in rigorous medicine or clinical trial practices, nothing of the kind. There is a point when a disease becomes very small in a population, mass vaccinations against that disease actually can cause far more harm than creating solutions. And this is true for not just polio, but other viral strains as well, such as chickenpox. So chickenpox vaccines spread the chickenpox. And by the way, measles and mumps vaccines that also use, let's say, attenuated viral strains that are not sufficiently weakened can also spread measles and mumps. And this is why most of the outbreaks of measles and mumps that we've seen in the United States occur among children who have been vaccinated against measles and mumps. Interesting, isn't it? So this is just something that you need to know if you want to know the truth about vaccines. Read my website, vaccines.news, to stay informed on all of this information that the mainstream media absolutely will not tell you. The vaccine industry won't report this. The science journals won't publish any studies that document this. And Facebook, Google, YouTube, and Twitter will censor you for daring to say what I just mentioned, even though everything I said in this podcast is rooted in scientific fact. It's all irrefutable. So think about that. Next time you hear about polio, polio, everybody's got to get vaccinated. Remember, it's the vaccines that are spreading polio. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, healthrangerreport.com and naturalnews.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.